Hello and welcome to Choose to Code. In this course, we will teach you the basics of HTML and JavaScript coding all from within your web browser. In this module, we will cover the following topics. First, we're going to set up your Microsoft account. This is the account that you will use throughout the course to access your files. If you already have a Hotmail.com, Outlook.com, or Xbox account, then you already have a Microsoft account and you can skip this section. Once you have your Microsoft account set up, we will walk you through how to activate your free Azure account using an Azure Pass. While your account is activating, we will provide you a brief overview of Microsoft Azure, our cloud computing platform. Finally, when you're all set up, we will demonstrate the recommended method for working through the course materials and completing the lessons. We want to make sure that you have the best possible experience and learn as much as you can from this course. So let's go ahead and let's get started. Okay, so the first thing we need to do is we need to make sure that you have a Microsoft or Live.com account. Now, again, if you already have an Xbox account or a Hotmail.com, Outlook.com, all of these accounts will work just fine. Again, if you don't have one of these accounts, the account is 100% free, so I'm going to walk you through how we can get one of those accounts set up. So let's go ahead and open our web browser, and we're going to navigate to www.live.com. Once there, okay, it's going to ask you, to log in with an email or phone and a password, but we don't have an account yet. So in the very bottom right hand, you'll see a link that says sign up now. Let's go ahead and click that link for sign up now. And we're going to have to go through all of this information. And it's important you fill this out completely. And once you're done, it will give you your new account. So in this case, I'm going to go ahead and sign this up as Joe Student. I'm going to create a new username, and you see it automatically gives me an @outlook.com email address. So I'm going to do joe.ctc20.student@outlook.com. Okay, we're going to give it, it'll tell you right away that it's available. I'm going to give it a password. Make sure to notice the instructions on the right-hand side that your password must have at least 8 characters and contain at least 2 of the following: an uppercase letter, a lowercase letter, numbers, and symbols. Most importantly, make sure you remember the password you use because you will need to enter it later to access your account. Okay, and then as you scroll down, it'll ask you some more information. So again, go ahead and put all your information in. I'm just going to put some generic information here for the time being. Okay, and then it will ask for a phone number. This is used in case you ever lose access to your account or someone tries compromising your account. The system actually will send you a text message allowing you to reset your credentials in the future. So I'm going to go ahead and put my phone number in and an alternate email address. And finally, you need to put in the characters at the bottom, which, again, just to prove that you're not a robot. Once you're done, there's a little link at the bottom, create an account. Go ahead and hit that create account button. So this will take a few seconds, and you'll see once it's done, it brings you right into your Outlook.com email account. Okay, and you can just hit continue to inbox. So pretty simple. So now that we have the Microsoft account set up, we're going to go ahead and get you set up with your Microsoft Azure free account. Okay, so in order to do this, let's go ahead and let's open the browser. And we're going to head over to www.microsoftazurepass.com. Again, www.microsoftazurepass.com. So let's go ahead and click on that. And then this is the page that you'll see. Once you're there, go ahead and select your country. So you'll be selecting United States. And then your teacher should have already provided you with an Azure Pass. If you don't have this Azure Pass, stop now and go ask your teacher to get this Azure Pass because you cannot continue on the course without it. So I have my Azure Pass. I'm going to go ahead and copy it and paste it right in. And I'm going to hit submit. And then you'll see here, it's asking me to sign in with the account that we previously created. So I'm going to go ahead and hit the sign in button. And I'm going to put in that information that we signed up with before. I'm going to check the box to keep me signed in so I don't have to keep entering this information. Okay, and so on the next page here, it'll show you it automatically populates your first and last name, and it has your Microsoft account that we're going to activate with Azure. So I'm going to hit the submit button here. Okay, it'll show you the actual offer that you're getting for free. So once you get to this page, you can just go ahead and hit activate. So you'll see what it did here is it opened up a new window, and it should ask us for a little bit more information, which it is, to activate the account. So all you need to do at this point is check this little I agree box and hit the sign up button. Oh, I apologize. You do need to enter a phone number in here. Again, this is used for security purposes in case your account is ever compromised and you need to regain access to it. So I've entered my phone number, and I'm going to go ahead and hit sign up. So once you do that, Azure is basically going to go out and create you your own personal cloud. So while it's doing this, let's talk about what is Microsoft Azure? What is the cloud? So think of the cloud as a group of resources or thousands or millions of computers that are out there that all share that all have resources that you can share. So if you have a small website and you just need a little bit of resources, you can just go and get a little bit of resources to launch your small website. But then say your website becomes really big overnight, or you launch an app that all of a sudden you have 10 million users, you have the ability now to say, okay, my website's really big, I need a lot more resources. With a few clicks, Microsoft Azure and the cloud that it has, or the cloud that it's a part of, can expand to handle millions of requests, you know, tons of users, and you won't have to worry about a thing. So that's the magic of the cloud. In addition, once your website is published to the cloud, anyone from around the world can see your website. So for most of you, it'll probably take a few minutes for the subscription to get ready. In this case, it happened within a minute or so, which is actually awesome. That's really quick. It depends on the time of day. So if it takes, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, that's perfectly normal. Don't worry. Once it's done, go ahead and we're going to click on that Start Managing My Service, and this will take you through to the Azure portal. Okay, so this will take a second to load. So if you see this, you're ready to go. This right here is going to be the main portal that we're going to be in throughout the rest of the lessons. This is like your control panel for your cloud. It's pretty neat stuff. We'll walk you through it, exactly what areas we're going to be setting up and exactly how to use the different features that are in here. Working through the course materials. So throughout the course, you're going to be following along through a bunch of videos and also online files, whether it's in the form of a web page or a PDF file that your teacher may have you have downloaded or printed out for you. So below, or what I'm going to show you now, are really just a couple recommended ways to work through the actual lessons in the files. And now I'm going to be using example videos. They're not the exact videos that you're going to be following just yet, but it will show you a good way to follow. follow the actual materials. So for most of the course, you're going to be inside of our online editor. Don't worry about this right now. We go into it in detail in the next video, but this is what it's going to look like. And then you're going to have a video that you're going to be following similar to something like what you're seeing on this page. So there's a couple different ways that you can follow along. Let me actually back up one step there too. In addition to the video, there's an exercise file that goes with each video that is going to be in the form of a link that will look like this. It'll be a page that looks like this with a bunch of instructions and screenshots as well. And throughout the page, you're going to have little snippets of code that or little pieces of code that we're going to ask that you copy and paste. So this, you can see it here. It's highlighted in gray. If I scroll down further, here's another one here. And so if the area is highlighted in gray, when I talk about copying and pasting code, every time it's going to be something that's within these gray boxes. So as you're going through the video, I would keep the video open in one tab is what I would do. And on the website itself, there's this little X right here. So if you want, you can collapse the actual menu of all the different videos just so that you can focus on the video itself. And as you're watching the video, when you come to something, you can pause it and then you should be able to locate what you're looking for in the actual file because I follow the file along exactly. And if I say, hey, you know, we're going to go ahead and copy this list over, you would, you know, copy the actual list from here. And again, to copy, you can highlight using your mouse and then right-click and copy. Or on a PC, it's Control-C. And on a, excuse me, on a Mac, it's Command-C. And then when you go to the other tab with your actual editor, again, you highlight the area that you want to replace, and then you can delete it. And then it's Control-V for a PC and Command-V for a Mac. And then you'll be able to paste the code right in there. So again, you can have one tab open with the video, one tab open with the exercise file, and then one tab open with the code. And then we'll show you as we're going through it how to view the actual code that you're working on. Another method you can do, depending on the size of your monitor, again, if you might not have enough room for this, but what you could do if you really wanted is you could have the code to the right side of your screen, and then you could have the video to the left side of your screen. So as you're watching and going through the video, you could have the video here, and you can have the code here in another tab. And on the right, you can have the actual code that you're editing and the files that you're working on. So again, if this works for you, I definitely recommend doing this. I just wanted to show you a couple different options of how you can work through the exercise files. So again, do whatever easiest for you. There is no right or wrong way. Whatever is going to be best for you to get through the course and is easiest for your workflow. I hope this intro video has been very helpful for you. We've done our best to try to provide you with all the information and tools you need to make this course a success. So good luck and enjoy, and let us know what you think once you finish the course. Thank you.